Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Andy Morrison. Each week we focus on a topic that is important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by the First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Happy to have in the studio this morning a couple of ladies from a local group called Hope's Voice. And we'll start on my left if you'll introduce yourself and let people know who you are.
My name is Kathy Bush, and I am the Outreach and Volunteer Coordinator with Hope's Voice of Knox and Davies Counties.
Okay, and then we'll go to our orange mic this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Megan Smith, and I am the Davies County Coordinator for Hope's Voice.
Okay, very good. Well, first, let's start with you, Kathy. Hope's Voice, kind of tell me how you came to be involved with Hope's Voice.
Sure. Well, I came back to Knox County 3 years ago, and I've worked in the field of domestic violence for the last 22 years in shelters in a couple of different states. And I came back to Vincennes and there was an opening. So I started there as an advocate and I've been working there for about 3 years. And I most recently took on this position as outreach volunteer coordinator for both counties.
Okay, very good. And Megan, same question for you.
Sure. I actually know the director over in Knox County, and my passion is to help others and advocate for others. And so there was a position open, and so I started with Hope's Voice.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about, we've mentioned it several times, but Hope's Voice. Tell me what Hope's Voice is.
Hope's Voice is a local domestic violence and sexual assault program. We assist victims of those crimes. We started over in Knox County in 2012, I believe, and in October of 2017, we expanded over here into Davies County.
Okay, very good. And Hope's Voice, kind of tell me what is the overriding purpose of Hope's Voice?
The purpose, Andy, is to really offer support services to victims and survivors. We offer case management services. We offer services for sexual assault victims. We offer counseling. We help them to try to get back on the right track, help them kind of restart over if they've found themselves in a bad situation, and kind of be there just to support them.
Okay. We're on a heavy topic this morning. We're talking about domestic violence. We're talking about sexual assault. It's not things that people want to, you know, really discuss a lot, but it's things that needs to be discussed. So let's just start with maybe a definition of what domestic violence would be or is.
Sure. Domestic violence is a pattern of behavior in a relationship that is used to gain or maintain power and control over someone else.
Okay. That's pretty simple.
It is.
But it's pretty big.
It is. Yes, absolutely.
And I'll ask you the same question, kind of a definition of people hear the term sexual assault all the time. What is that? What's a kind of a textbook definition of such a thing?
I think it's any form of touch or any form that you have not given your consent to.
Right. Consent is the key, right?
Consent is the key word.
No, yes. Is still no, is still no, is still no.
Yes. Absolutely.
At any point in the act.
Yes. Okay. All right. We're working off of a nice little flyer that you have here. And the things that I noticed and that I took away from here is you've got some tips for friends and family of someone that may be experiencing some problems, either with domestic violence or sexual assault or any kind of a problem. What would be the advice if someone, you know, if you have a family member or a neighbor or something like that, that's having some problems, what do you do? I mean, there's always the question of, do I get involved? Do I not get involved? Is it any of my business? Is it not my business? You know, kind of lead me through that. How does that work?
Well, I think you absolutely do get involved. I think it's important that everyone gets involved to help someone in the situation. The first thing you do is you believe them. When they tell you their story, believe what they're telling you, and let them know that it's not their fault, that they didn't deserve this to happen to them. Those are the two really important things to send, and be there for support. It can get really tiresome and draining for family and friends, because we know that victims will leave and go back to their abuser several times, and that gets very frustrating and difficult for family members to handle. So, you know, they can reach out to for us for support, so we can help in that situation, help them better understand what the victim is dealing with.
So is it a situation where you wait for someone to come and talk to you, or do you approach someone and ask them about it? Or, I mean, there's that awkward silence in the middle, because you know, a lot of people are, if they're having an issue, they just don't want anybody to know what's going on. So
sure. For us, as advocates, we let them come to us. We want to make sure they want the services, so they need to call us directly. We have lots of people that, service providers and people that call and say they have a client or someone has a family member that needs help. We let them know what their services are, but we ask them to have the victim calls directly so mm-hmm. we can make sure that they want our services. We don't want to push that off on anyone.
Well, we're talking about services. We're talking about Hope's Voice. Let's just talk about what are some of the services if someone contacts you, and we're going to get that contact information in just a moment. So if someone needs to write down some contact information, find something to write with and find something to write on, because we will give that here in just a moment. But services, if somebody calls you with, I'm sure it's different for whatever problem that they may have, but what are some of the services that Hope's Voice in this group can offer someone?
A big part of what we do is support. Sometimes simply going into a courthouse to file an order of protection is extremely scary and intimidating. Mm-hmm. So having an advocate there just to kind of walk them through that process and just to kind of be in their corner and just support them in that. We do a lot of safety planning with our clients and just kind of going through, you know, their daily life and how can we best keep them safe. We do a lot of education, a lot of outreach. So, you know, if your organization would like some kind of presentation from us, we're more than happy to do that as well.
Very good. Now, we said we were going to give out some contact information, and I'm sure you guys have multiple ways to get in contact if someone needs some help or if someone needs some information to give to somebody that needs some help. So what's the best way to make an initial contact?
We do have a 24-hour crisis line, and that number is 899-HOPE, H-O-P-E. So that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays included. You know, someone will be there to answer that phone call. Or you can call our Davies office directly, and that's 642-4426. We do not have a website at this time, but we do have social media. We've mm-hmm. got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So if you look up Hope's Voice on any of those avenues, you'll be able to get in contact with us.
All right. Very good. Now, obviously, it's kind of a strange situation because this is your job, but you would probably like it if you didn't have this job. I mean, this means that there's a problem is the fact that this group even exists. I mean, how big of a problem is this in our area? I mean, you don't have to give specific numbers or anything, but do you get several calls a week? Do you get one? Do you get, I mean, how does it vary?
It really just depends. I mean, July was a very busy month for us, especially with sexual assaults in the area, in both Knox and Davies counties.
Really?
But really, I mean, 1 in 4 women is affected by this at some point in their lifetime, and 1 in 7 men. So it does happen to both men and women.
Let's talk about that. That brings up a good point. You know, you think, you hear domestic violence, you think sexual assault, you think against a woman. But it works the other way around sometimes as well, I'm sure.
It is predominantly female that we do see, but domestic violence isn't just the physical side of it.
Right.
It can be emotional, financial, isolation. So that's a lot of times where we see men affected by that.
Very good. Something you don't even really think of. Right. I hadn't even thought about that avenue.
Yep.
So.
And we do offer services to men as well in our organization.
Very good. We're talking with Megan Smith and Kathy Bush with the Hope's Voice Group of Knox and Davies County. Now, October has some special meaning. Tell me what October means to Hope's Voice.
Well, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We do awareness every day in our job, but we really kind of pump it up a lot in October and get out there and do all kinds of activities, proclamations, booths, photo booths. We really like to get out there and get the word out and get our message out, as well as the resources that are available.
And you've had some special things come up this past week I won't say celebration, because it's not really awareness, I guess is a better term to put it, awareness of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So tell me what you guys have done.
Yeah. On the 1st, we had our kickoff events both in Bicknell and in Washington. We had the mayors of each town read a proclamation declaring that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and just really bringing those community organizations together to take a stand against domestic violence. That's what we had on the 1st. We've got some other things coming up in the future.
We have our Purple Ribbon project. We have Purple Ribbons down all Main Street here in Washington, and they will be down Main Street in, as well as in Vincent's too.
All right, very good. Well, some and are you getting some good feedback from those things?
Yes, we certainly are. People like to come out and offer their support. It's nice to see that. We've had some local bakeries. The Bakery House here in Washington made ribbons on piped purple ribbons on their donuts on the 1st and had those for sale for people. Lots of people like to help us promote awareness. We really rely on volunteers in our community. We rely on volunteers to help us run our hotline as well. So volunteers are a big part of our organization.
Well, you led me right into my next question. So you and I are on the same page today. Volunteers, I'm sure that that if someone wants to volunteer for whatever reason, that you can find a place for them. If someone is hearing this and they're moved to volunteer, they want to help out, what do they need to do? Who do they need to contact? Kind of walk me through the process of becoming a volunteer with Hope's Voice.
Sure, they can call either office and ask for myself, Kathy Bush, or Megan, and to get an application. They need to fill out the application, and then we'll call them, we'll have a talk to them about what opportunities are available, and then we'll set them up for a training. We'll have a very intensive training that each volunteer goes through so that they're prepared to be out in the community helping us promote awareness and also to be on a hotline. It might be other behind-the-scenes work that they want to do, and we'll find something for anyone that is interested in volunteering.
Sure, sure. And I'm assuming that there's lots of background checks and everybody's
yes.
checked out thoroughly and
yes.
got all of that stuff to go through. So, well, very good. Now, on the money side of things, Hope's Voice, is it funded through donations? Is it funded through, is it a United Way agency? I mean, I'm sure there has to be some fundage to make everything happen.
We are completely grant-funded. We do receive a grant from United Way, which is amazing. We're so thankful for their support. We have federal grants as well through the VOCA Victims of Crime Act grant funding. We do take donations, either monetary or items. Sometimes our survivors, when they're leaving a situation, you know, they leave with the clothes on their back, mm-hmm. and they're trying to restart a new life. So, you know, any kind of thing that you think someone might need in starting up again, we certainly take those donations.
Okay, very good. And if folks are moved to donate or to volunteer, let's hit that those contact information points again. We're going to hit those several times through the course of the interview today.
Absolutely. Our Davies County office number is 642-4426, or you can always get in touch with us through our crisis line, which is 899-HOPE.
Very good. Well, you had mentioned before we went on the air that you were going to be having some law enforcement training and some interaction with law enforcement. Tell me about that.
Yes, Andy. On the 30th of October, we're going to host a training for local law enforcement to teach them how to do lethality assessments. We've been doing lethality assessments with our law enforcement in Knox County for a couple of years now, and it is something that really helps victims to connect right at the scene at the crime. So if the police are called out to a scene, they do this lethality assessment with the victim, and then they are able to hook that victim up with an advocate on the phone right then and there so they can speak to them and either go to an appointment the next morning, or if they need a place to stay for that night, the advocate will help them right then and there.
Now, that's a new term for me. Use that term again and tell me what that lethality assessment?
Lethality assessment. Law enforcement is assessing how dangerous the situation
right, okay.
is, if it's going to be a lethal situation, by the questions they have, a series of questions that they ask, and that helps us determine how dangerous that situation is, and then that helps us to act on what services we're going to do, more safety planning, get them to a shelter, whatever they need.
I imagine that a lot of times the police and especially these sheriffs and places like that are probably really the first point of contact that something's not right here. I mean, do you get a lot of interaction with local law enforcement? They'll call you and say, I don't know what's going on here, but maybe this is something we need to investigate, or does it go both ways? Do you contact them and ask them to check on things? I mean, how does it work with that?
We work pretty closely with the local law enforcement, and they're great in this community. A lot of times that is their first point of contact. Mm-hmm. And if an officer, you know, just has that gut feeling that something's not right here, you know, they can always reach out to us and contact us.
Very good. Well, what else do we need to talk about? Of course, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And if someone is not aware of, of what they need to know. What do I need to know about how to spot domestic violence or spot someone that may be having some problems or something like that? I know there are no really, you know, outward signs, but what are some things to look for?
Well, there's a lot of isolation happens. So if you know someone who is, you know, slowly being taken away from their friends and their family, their support system, those people that they can reach out to, that's a big red flag. If you know someone that can't really speak for themselves, or, you know, their intimate partner is always right there beside them to make sure that they don't say something, those are some big red flags for us. And then obviously, you know, any kind of physical injuries.
And how much is a language barrier in this area? There are a lot of different languages spoken, especially in Davies and Knox County now, that maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago weren't even thought about it. How does that come into play with things like this?
Well, and that's where we need volunteers. So if yes. you are a bilingual person, then we would love to have you. But we do have access to a language line that has over 200 different languages that we can use at any time. It's not the best. We would rather have that face-to-face contact, but we do have access to that.
So you don't have the Star Trek translator at the moment, huh?
No, we're still looking for one of those.
Well, I think everyone's looking for one of those. We're talking with Megan Smith and Kathy Bush with the Hope's Voice of Davies and Knox counties. And what else do we need to talk about as far as Hope's Voice is concerned?
Well, we just have a few more events, Andy, if we could talk about those.
Sure.
We're going to be out at the Washington Jasper game on October 11th. We're hosting a booth there. It's kind of a fun booth because it's a purple photo booth. Purple's our color for awareness. So we have all kinds of purple props that people can come out, show their support, get their picture taken with us. It's a really kind of fun, lighthearted event, but we're also raising awareness at the same time. And we're going to have a booth at the Davies County Hospital on October 16th. That's National Health Cares About Domestic Violence Day. So we will be set up with our resource booth from 10 to 1 at the hospital. And then Megan and myself and her staff will be out for the Halloween event on Main Street, helping pass out candy and treats for the kids.
So like a safe stop kind of situation.
Yes. It's a pretty big deal over here in Washington.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids that come out. It's a really fun event.
Well, very good, very good. Let's hit the numbers and the social media again, and then I'll let you guys have a final comment before we wrap up Focus on the Community this morning.
Absolutely. Our Davies County office number is 642-4426, where you have our 24-hour crisis line at 899-HOPE. Our social media, we've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and if you look on there for Hope's Voice, you'll be able to find us and kind of follow along to the things that we're doing in the community.
Now, one last question. It's Hope's Voice. Is this based off of someone that started this group, or is it Hope, like, you know, you have hope that this goes away eventually?
Right. No, it wasn't based off of anyone in particular, but just to bring hope to those people that are in those bad situations, that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There are people out there to help, and we would love to help you if we can.
Very good. Kathy, any final words before we let you go about your day today?
No, just this is a really important subject that's near and dear to my heart, and I just love to go out and promote awareness, talk to people, educate people on the matter. So if you're interested in having a training for yourself or your staff, we'd love to do that as well.
All right. Megan, any final words before we let you go today?
No, just reach out. You know, if you need our help, we're here for you. We believe you. It's not your fault.
Very good. All right, ladies, thanks for being in on Focus on the Community this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 and 101.3 FM, as well as 1580 AM. You can also download or listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to listen every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.